Nidarim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. The basic outline of the Mishnah is details that we've fleshed out as Akdoma to the whole Perek in Mishnah Aleph. So there's not that many Chidushim here. Meso Av, Lo Nisroikno Rishus Labal. We're talking here about Naira Meroso. Again, like we said, Be'etzim, she's Bishus, her father. Arusa is Bishus, her father, Lagabi, called Dine Torah, like we mentioned. But the Torah was mechadish that legabi the din of hafaras nedarim, the hafara needs also the participation of the husband, even though be'etzim she's not b'shusai. Therefore, meso av lo nisroikno reshus labal. Nisroikno is an obscure term. Over here it means like a transfer of power. But the sherish of the word clearly is nisroikin, comes from the word rake, empty. It's emptied out. The father dies, his koyach, his reshus in his daughter, to be mefer nedareh specifically, is not emptied out into the reshus of the husband. The husband doesn't take over the reshus of the father for a very simple reason, that Narusa isn't b'reshus her husband. Legabi isev heter, she's married to him, but she's not b'reshusoy, legabi koyches, legabi reshuyah, legabi schusim. The other way around, meis habal, nisreknu reshus lav. If the husband dies, she goes completely back into the reshus of the father, which is similar, by the way, to what happens if the father is mekadosh her, is mekabel kedushin for her, and then her husband is megarish her, or her husband dies. She goes completely back into the reshus of the father. The father can be mekadosh her again. She's completely in his reshus, and she didn't leave because she was only in arusa. The fact that the husband, zeitweilig, temporarily, was here in a capacity of being mishtatim in the hafaras nedarim, doesn't take away from the reshus lav. It's not really even in the nisroikno reshus lav. She is in the reshus of the father. The Mishnah calls it nisroikno, only lafuke, loy nisroikno reshus labal. Now, what we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph is that it would be a mokum to think that, let's say, while the father and the orus, the husband, were both around, the father was mefer, which is the lion's share of the hafara, then the father dies. So you could hear that tosefes dvarim, be'etzim she's b'shus her father, he could be mefer. The tosefes dvarim is shtatvus from the husband, no, that he could do la'achamoysa, because be'etzim the koyach hafara is there. The halacha is no. The din of the father when she's in arusa to be mefer is only together with the husband. His hafara becomes bottle when he dies, the father's that is, and Mamela, his hafara is out, and a husband doesn't have a schus hafara. So Mamela, the father's hafara is null and void, the husband doesn't have a koyach hafara because at the end of the day she's narusa, she's not b'shus the husband, and therefore nobody can be mefer. The flip side will also be true, and that is, there would be a mokum to dan, what happens if the father was mefer and then the husband died? L'chari, you could say, since the husband is only a tag-along, so to speak, but if she's b'shus the father now retains, right? The reshus habal is nisroikin to the father. There would be a mokum to say that the father retains his reshus, his chus in the daughter, and his afar in the daughter is enough. But since we explained in the previous Mishnah that L'maisa, when there's a din of Naira Meroso, and both of them have to be mefer, so the father's hafara doesn't work in total. It needs the husband. Therefore, the father's hafara is chal, we'll call it the lion's share of the hafara. There's a shvach chelik of the neder, which is still left over. We said there's no malchus, there'll be only an iser. So that which was left over is here. And that is such a shvach chelik of the neder that it's not even huferable. It's not even subject to the process of afara, which undoes the neder. So Mel, the father can't be made for that chelik. The Rishonim explained that it's left like it's like an aguna. That chelik of the neder is left hanging, and nobody can deal with it. The husband died. The father can't do an effective afara in that miktsas min haneder, and therefore we're stuck like that, and you can't be made for the neder. But where's the nisrekta effective? Only, like we said, if there was no hafara had been done, and now the husband died, okay, so the neder is fully intact. Now the father can be made for the whole neder. But, let's say the husband was making the neder. He put in the block, he was mekayim the neder. So now there's a chelik of the neder which was strengthened by him. That chelik is not nitin to be transferred to the father. That chelik of the neder which was shaykh to the husband, he has a koich hakoma. That hakoma strengthened that chelik. That doesn't go back to the father. So Mil, the father's left again in a situation where he can't be made for it. Not because it's shvach, but because that chelik of the neder was strong, he doesn't get back that koich. So that's, those are the different cases over here that the Gemara goes through in Daf Samach Ches and Daf Samach Tes. The Mishnah says, "Beze yofa koich ha'av mikoich ha'bal." The father's koich is clearly, the way we just described it, stronger than the koich ha'bal. However, "Bedover ache yofa koich ha'bal mikoich ha'av." There's another thing where the koich ha'bal is stronger than the koich ha'av, and that is, "Shabal meifer babeger." The Baal is Mefer, the Nedarim of his wife. Doesn't make a difference if she's a Naira. There's no difference in the Rishus of a husband in his wife if she's 12, 22, 32, or 112. It's all the same thing. The father only has a Rishus on his daughter only till the age of 12 and a half when she's a Naira. V'av any Mefer ba-beger. That's Legabi Olschu Yisatei. The father doesn't have any Rishus on his daughter once she reaches Bagrus. V'esavio binu'reo. That's the whole din of Rishus of the father. The Gemara has a problem with this Lashon in the Mishnah. Shabal Mefer Babeger. Till now, we're not talking about a regular husband in where she's in the Nesu. We're talking about Narusa. So we're talking about Narusa. Shabal Mefer, a husband could be Mefer, an Orusk could be Mefer. A father could be Mefer in a Nairo if she's in Narusa. The husband has to be Mishtata with the father's Safaros Nador. But what's this? Shabal Mefer? So the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara brings, later on in Mishnah, hey, we're going to have a Machloikis, where there is one case where an Orus could be Mefer, Benidre Ishte, even though he wasn't Machnes Halachupa yet. When's that? That's by Higiyaz Mano Lises, Veloy Nisa. We have this halach in the fifth parak in Ksubis, that when a husband is Higiyaz Mano, when he's a Meshubid, after a year, whatever it is, give you the clone that are over there, when he has to marry her, at that point he becomes Mechayiv, Mechuyiv Bimzoyneseo. At the point where he becomes Mukhuyiv b'mzoyn esel, that din creates that the din de raisa, which normally only a woman who's nesua is in the rishus of her husband, a woman who's being given mzoynes by an orus because he's Mukhuyiv al tzigiyaz mano, if that's the case, then she also is nichnas l'shusoy legabi ha'foros n'dorm. This is a machlokes in Mishnah. Hey, the Mishnah over here is going by an orus. In that case, her orus, habal mefer bebeger. The Baal, who's an Oris, is made by Begum. We're going according to that Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah wrote it the way it wrote it. Mishnah Gimel. Nodro v'hi arusa. She made a nether. She's an Aram Arosa. Who should be made for her nether? The nether should be Hufab, Ayudei, the husband, and the father. No, the husband got rid of his own Rishus. He was Megarisho. Nizgarisho by Bayoim. So we had Mishnah base that the husband's Rishus is now Nisuroikno to the Rishus of the father. Now the father, if he hadn't been made for already his chelik, like we explained, he could be made for the whole neder. Nisgar Shaboy Bayoim. He was Megarish. Now the father could be made for. Nisar Shaboy Bayoim. Then the father was Makabal Kedushin for a second time to somebody else. Afilu lemeyo, even if this process repeated itself 100 times with 100 different Kabbalah's Kedushin, ovio ubailo achin mefirin doreo, the neder will become hufar al yidei the father and bailo achroin. The chiddush over here is that even though father clearly was her father when she made the neder, so that's why the neder is bishusa, he's the owner of her and the owner of the koyach of being made for her neder, the husband, L'chayru, the neder was made over here before she was b'shusay. Maybe that neder is independent and he doesn't own her. She's not b'shusay to be mefer. Then the Gemara uses the nusach that an orus is mefer b'koidmin. An orus could be mefer, even a neder that's koidemes to his chus and his wife. His being mishtatev with the father is even on a neder that was made b'koidemes in a previous lifetime before she was arusa to him. Zeh haklal, kol shelo yotzes l'shus atzmo shoachas, she's l'maisa, she's b'shus avio. She's b'shus avio, avio ubailo ha'achron mefir nidoreo. A few interesting points to make here. One point is that the Gemara learns up that what we're talking about over here is that the father knew about the neder, so b'yom shomer, he has the schus avaro, there's no hafar if he didn't hear about the neder. The husband didn't hear about the hafar. About the nether. Why is that? we have a din called Hakoma, and we have a din also that there's a statute of limitations where B'yom Shmiya, if he's not made for B'yom Shmiya, he loses. Either the husband or the father loses his kach to be made for after B'yom Shomoy. What we said is that Hakom is an independent din. We said also that B'yom Shomoy, if it's allowed to expire that day, that itself, the Fidu Rishonim, is a form of Hakoma. If you hear the neder, either you affirm it positively or you don't do anything about it. Not saying anything is also an affirmation. B'midim Misuyemis, it's also an affirmation. The Gemara declares to say, the Gemara Nemzon L'chumra, that if a husband is megarish his wife, and an arus is megarish his arusa, the fact that he was megarish her with the nedarim that she had on her existing, itself is an affirmation of, I'm letting her go with those nedarim. So that's a hakama. Then the father won't inherit, it won't be nisreikna rishus habal to the father, like we said. Nisreikna rishus habal rishus ha'ad is only if there wasn't hakama. If he knew about it and he was megarish, that itself is a hakama. So Melo, we have to be talking about where the husband didn't know about the neder, therefore there was no B'yom Shomay. The father knows about it, and now he went through, he was megarish five times, with the last one, Lamaisa, all the reshuyas of the megarishim were nisroken to him, he now can do in tandem with the last arus, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Of course, this last knetcha the husband didn't hear about is only if the husband was megarish, that could be looked at as hakama. What happens if the arus died? That's clearly not hakama. He died. He didn't affirm the neder by being megarisher with the neder. So in that case, you could say even if the husband heard about it, he died. The reshus habal of the oris was nesreken to the husband, to the father, and now the father is mefi with ba'al ha'achron. There's one last very important point to make here. The Gemara learns out this din of repeating husbands having a koich of afara from the lashon of pasukim hoyesia leish. Hoyesia, lashon havaya, is always the Gemara's terminology of Kedushin. There's always a term when you compare Geirish and Kedushin, Makish Havayis Lahadodi, Havaya Liyitzia, different types of Kedushin. Havaya is a lotion of creating, Kedushin. So Mhoyesia means multiple Havayis, multiple husbands. That being said, the Gemara, like we said, learns out that an Orus is Mefer Bekoitman. An Orus is Mefer, clearly, if there's multiple Kedushins, the Neder was Evir, existed before the second Kedushin. So that it's not only a Neder that was made on that husband's watch, even a Neder that he inherited, he married her with that Neder, he can be Mefer. However, in the regular case, not an Amaros, you have a regular Kedar Kenu, you have a 19-year-old girl, she gets married, he has a din of hafaras nedarim, he can't be made for b'koidmin. Nedarim that were around, like we said, in Mishnah Aleph and Nagdoma, an ish is nederes al das bailo, which means that the wife, when she makes a neder, the chalois of the neder is subject to the husband's approval. He could be made for, at any point he doesn't want, he could be oikir, the chalois of that neder. But nedarim that were chal already are not subject to his approval. A baal can't be made for nedarim. How do we see that? That a oris, who's a shvacher koyach, could be made for even Nedarim HaKoidmin Loi. Masha'enkin and Nesua, her husband could only be made for Nedarim that are on his watch. The answer is here in Asenis, if you think about it. The Orus is made for, not as an independent Koch. The way we explained it is that Be'etzim she's Beshus the husband, the father. A Naira HaMeirosa Be'etzim is Beshus her father. The husband is some type of in tandem, a Hashlomo, to the father's koyach. The reshus is by the father. Therefore, we don't care if it was on his watch or not, because she's batsim not in his reshus. There's a gzeres hakosav that the husband has to cooperate, has to be mishtatim in the process. But it's not really his reshus, so therefore we don't care if the neder was made on his reshus or not. The gzeres hakosav is he has to be mishtatim in the asiyas or afara, despite the fact that the neder is not subject to his reshus. Masha'enkin, by a married woman, a proper married woman, he anisenis. And the reason why the husband could be made for is because she's Bishus, her husband. Her Nedarim is subject to his Rishus. A Neder that was Chal before he came into the picture, that Neder is not subject to his Rishus. So a Baal ain't a Mefer Bekoidmin, Mashenkin and an Orus is Mefer Bekoidmin. This is an important principle to remember.